Rob, I'm visiting here with you at the University of Northern British Columbia in Prince George. What is the university? Yeah. What is your focus here? It's a beautiful situation.
Yeah, it's a lot of people who come here for the first time are surprised at what's here. The campus here opened in 1994. The university itself was established in 1990. So in 2015, we'll have our 25th anniversary already. But really, the story of UNBC in many ways is actually probably more akin to a social movement than anything else. It really emerged from grassroots support from throughout, especially from Northern BC, around the desire for greater, in many ways, greater self-determination through education. And First Nations were part of that, municipalities, chambers of commerce, hospital districts, you name it. There was really this movement around the North to advocate for a university. And, you know, the famous story is that 16,000 people each paid $5 to sign the petition calling on the government to create a university here. And so they did so in 1990, and the Queen was here in 94 to open the place. And now we have just over 4,000 students and programs in everything from engineering and medicine, PhD programs. It's a very unusual, small university in Canada, partly because of its focus on the North, partly because of its really diverse programming. And it's also very research intensive. Among the small universities in Canada, 25 or so, all of which are bigger than UNBC, we're the most research intensive university among those universities in Canada. So a very interesting mix, but a university at the end of the day, I think that's just really grounded in its place and really desires to be of service.
Now, when you say it's research intensive, yeah. What would be some of the areas that you're doing research in?
Yeah, research here on rural health and biomedical health issues, natural resources and environmental sort of management around biodiversity and sustainability is a very large area here. Around communities, broadly speaking, so in terms of how they're organized and how they're situated, as well as issues of identity and languages, cultures, all those kinds of factors. So yeah, really diverse research mix here. Strong in the sciences, but also very strong in the social sciences, a very interesting mix. And it's really been through that we've been able to attract a lot of graduate students, master's, PhD students here. Again, doing, I would say, broadly speaking, research on issues that matter to northern, rural, and remote communities. So if you think of a small community situated in a northern place, you know about access to health, you know about First Nations, you know about land management, how do we extract resources that can provide value for our community, as well as foreign markets. You know, all these issues that small communities deal with are really at the backbone of what we do research on.
Well, I noticed just coming over to meet with you, there was a sign promoting the Aboriginal Health Program that you have. What is that about?
When UNBC was established in the early 90s, there were five areas that really defined the academic mission of the school. First Nations Studies was one of them, Women's Studies, International Studies, Northern Studies, and Environmental Studies. Those were, I guess, those were the five seeds that grew to be UNBC. And so you see all over the university, whether it's in geography, whether it's in health sciences, whether it's in First Nations Studies, in natural resources management, in nursing, you see people with expertise or at least a perspective on First Nations issues. So you see this throughout the university, and you do in those other four areas as well. So on one hand, we have a First Nations Studies program. There are programs around Aboriginal health sciences, but those ideals permeate the whole university. That's what really, I think, flavored the culture here. It's a very service-oriented university.
UNBC also bills itself as the Green University. Mm-hmm. What does it mean being a green university?
I think that falls perfectly from what I just said about being of service. And I think a lot of people, they hear green, they immediately maybe perceive of tree huggers or people against industry. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're really talking about is how can the university be of maximum service to the communities, the industry, the organizations that operate in places like Northern BC. And that's what's really led to the bioenergy project that we have here. So right now, this campus, through the course of the whole year, operates about 90% from biomass, which comes from local sawmills, basically waste material. It used to be burned in beehive burners, now is used to heat the university campus. And that really emerged from a desire partly to be responsible at a time when the university, I think, could respond. It's a new university. It has the opportunity to really be a model for energy efficiency. But beyond that, to also serve the communities, the students, the particular opportunity that we have in Northern BC to be leaders in energy. And this is very much on the national agenda now. You know, if you're in the government in Ottawa, it's an imperative that we move landlocked energy to the West Coast. And Northern BC is in the middle of this. And at the same time, so while we see the demand, I don't know, maybe it's not a need, I'm not sure, but it's a demand at least to move energy across the region. At the same time that the region itself is rich in energy, and yet many of the communities of the region don't participate in that. Canada has 300 communities that are off-grid. They don't benefit from hydro lines or from natural gas pipelines. And there's more of those communities in BC than any other jurisdiction in Canada, any other province, any other territory. So here we are in a very interesting time for the region, I think, where energy has really been defining the opportunity for the economic development of the region and the province as a whole. At the same time, having this opportunity to also be a real service and leadership for communities that otherwise don't feel that they can participate in those kinds of opportunities. And so we really see this green university opportunity as recognizing very much where we are, recognizing very much the relationship that communities have with the environment, and that sustainability at the end of the day, and even if I can say community vitality, not just sustainability, is really rooted in a sense of understanding about the environment and the role that our communities play with respect to the environment. And that's really what we're trying to achieve here.
You have an off-the-grid project just starting up. What's that?
What we're trying to do actually on our, you know, it's a relatively little campus, 4,000 students, but it's relatively new. There's a part of the campus where the residences are and the daycare. We have a little district energy system on campus, but those buildings aren't part of it. And so now we feel, because of our early successes in bioenergy, which in many ways, whether it's bioenergy or not, it's local energy that we're consuming on this campus for the operation of the campus. And so we feel that there's this tremendous now, again, I'd say responsibility, not just opportunity, to utilize UNBC as a model for other rural, northern, remote communities. And to use that then as a platform for education and research and public education as well, not just people in degree programs or whatever. And so our idea is to create, between the residences, the daycare, our bioenergy plant, and a forestry greenhouse, a little network, a little piping system that can show communities how they can do this. So they can use a local energy source that they can then distribute to housing in their community. And then ultimately our plan is to use this little energy system to be the backbone for adding potentially year-round food production here as well. Because we've been hearing a lot from communities that it's one thing about energy security, but it's another thing entirely when they can add food security to this as well. Because the same issues that affect their ability to produce energy when they're off-grid also reflects in their requirement to import food. So they feel very vulnerable, I think, to a single road sometimes that can be very precarious at certain times of the year. And so this opportunity to model local energy production with local food production in basically our little community, use that as an opportunity to teach people about how to do this so that when they graduate, they can go do it in communities. And when communities have questions, they can come here and work with faculty and researchers. So it's a really neat opportunity, I think, on this context of energy and fossil fuels and LNG and all these kinds of things, oil and oil sands and what's all happening. This is like a little piece of this bigger energy story that I think has a lot of potential for the communities all across Canada, that it's nice for someone, I guess, to care about their future, and that's what we're trying to do.
And I understand that a group of engineering students actually went over to Europe to learn about what they're doing.
That's right. Yeah, we had a group. We have a small program in environmental engineering here that we do in partnership with UBC. A group of them went to Austria, was initiated by a provincial government representative there, and funded by a local bioenergy conference. And those students went there, and they were then able to see a number of different kinds of bioenergy installations. And now they're back, and for their class project, they're examining real projects in northern BC that were provided to them by the municipalities, by even the health authority, about, you know, here's some questions that we have about how do we integrate this system with our community hall or with our health clinic or whatever. We have these questions. We don't know who can answer them for us. So why don't you students take a crack at it? And that's what they're doing for their projects for this course, is that they're exploring about a dozen different real-life energy questions, energy options that are being explored by real facilities in northern BC. So this, to me, is just the tip of the iceberg about what's possible here. There's other universities, I think, that are involved in energy, of course. I mean, U of A, UBC, the University of Calgary. Throughout Canada, universities are engaged in energy questions. But I think when you look at our location, the unique mission of this university and its relationship with the region, I think we have a really interesting opportunity to do something that hundreds of communities across Canada could benefit from, both from what we learn on this campus, but also where our graduates will go to deploy their knowledge. I think this could be transformative, actually, for rural communities. It's kind of neat to be part of something like that.
Well, last year you hosted the World. The World came here to hear what you were doing on bioenergy.
Yeah, Prince George hosts this every second year, an international bioenergy conference. Last year was the biggest one ever. This will be the 10th anniversary of it this coming year in 2014. So, yeah, this has been a platform where we've been talking about this. And in many ways, this is what got UNBC into bioenergy, is this reality of our region. We produce 80% of Canada's wood pellets within about a 200-kilometer radius of Prince George. The local pulp mill is the single largest producer of electricity from biomass in Canada. So this is literally on our doorstep. And that's what I mean by being of service. We're not making this up. We're not sort of saying, oh, well, you know, we think bioenergy could be really great for this region. It's happening. And so we're just trying to be part of it in a way that's appropriate and that can enable this region to advance this opportunity for itself. That's really what it's about. It's about enabling things to occur. That's really cool about universities. A lot of people look at schools like this as training sites. Oh, we teach nurses and doctors and school teachers and computer programmers, and we do. But I think these places also enable communities to dream and to realize opportunity well beyond maybe what they ever thought was possible. And that's really, I think, what the purpose, at least, of this university is here. A lot of people would say universities are there to train or to produce engaged citizens. Well, we're here to do those things too, but we're also here to let the North, let rural communities, let reserve communities dream and see those dreams come to reality. That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.